So the only reason that we can engage in spiritual work is because the Lord provides us with truths. So it's actually not us that does it. It's the good that motivates those truths, and we get taken along for the ride as if they are our truths. And that is how the heavenly self is built up. Always feels like us. It never doesn't feel like we are the agent. But as you move through this process, you come more and more to see that, more and more into the ability to genuinely acknowledge that your life is not your own, that you don't have any life in yourself. And that's a state of freedom. Because in that state, you sit between heaven and hell, and you don't buy into either. You don't claim what is the Lord's as your own, and you don't receive what is of hell as something arising from you. So it comes back to what the Lord is. So the Lord is love, and part of the definition of love that's provided is the desire to give all that one has to another. So because the Lord is the only self, there is a desire in love to give a sense of self to what is other. And that can never be taken away, because it's like it's the very being of God himself to do that.